On our morning show today, we're going to talk about a hot topic, mushrooms, and the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival. Carla Dowden is here, administrator, clerk, treasurer for the village of Muscadet. And I don't know, do you have a mushroom title, Carla, or not?
I don't. Cinda, who has retired just recently after 40 plus years of service to the village of Muscadet, she was our mama mushroom. So I think we'll let that retire with her in all honesty, and I'll just continue. Actually, we were last year her mushettes.
Mushettes.
So it was mama mushroom and the mushettes. So I think we're just going to stay with that title. I know that, you know, there's been a little bit of controversy, but I think that's going to win out in the end.
It retired with her then, in other words.
It did. Okay. She can, yes, that title definitely needs to go with Cinda for sure.
Well, hats off to her and a happy retirement.
Absolutely.
You take over. You have a lot more responsibilities each year, it seems like.
Yeah. I was hired in as the utility clerk, and now I'm going to be stepping in. I've stepped into Cinda's position, learning it, still doing some utility work. So yeah, I'm honored that the board has entrusted me with this position. So I look forward to serving the village of Muscadet as well.
I don't think you can pack any more into a weekend than what you all have packed into this weekend in Muscadet, can you?
No, you can't. It starts on Friday and it goes through Sunday. Majority of the events are Friday and Saturday, but yeah, we have definitely packed in every minute of those two full days for sure.
You get questions, I'm guessing, from all parts of the country, don't you?
Oh, yeah. We have Bailey Peterson has joined us in our office just since December. And so she's learning what it's like to be inundated with emails and telephone calls. So, yeah, we get a lot of phone calls asking about mushrooms, asking about vendors, asking about, you know, the events that are taking place. So it's very interesting where some of them come from, other states. It's wonderful, though, because people travel quite a distance to come to the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival.
I know you no longer rely on the area hunters, but what have you heard in terms of, are they finding some this spring?
I understand that they have been, but you're right. We don't buy and sell them anymore out of the village office like we did for quite a long time. Actually, Tom did that for us, and he heads up the American Legion there in Muscadet, and he stopped doing that a few years ago. So we work with a company called Morel Masters now out of Potosi, and this will be our third year with them, and they've done very well by us. They have provided us with great mushrooms. So we're looking forward to another great season. It sounds like they have secured us some blonde mushrooms is what they're going to have this year. So we'll have plenty for sale. And then we will have plenty to fry up and sell to the public again like we usually do.
Going through Morel Masters, that way it kind of ensures, you know, there were some years where, well, you weren't sure if you were going to have any, or sometimes you'd have way too many in the right. Best situation, but this time you can kind of regulate that, can't you?
Yeah, and it's nice because they only purchase what they feel, and that's their job, right? I mean, that's what they do for a profession for several decades is buy and sell mushrooms, so they kind of know how to gauge it, which has been nice because, like I said, we've only been working with them for about 3 years and they've been able to gauge what they bring to sell and then it doesn't go to waste, which, you know, you get out there, you're sweating, walking up and down those hills, picking those mushrooms with those nasty mosquitoes and ticks, and you want somebody to enjoy them. So this way they do. So yeah, we're grateful to have them, and it's going to be a great year again for mushrooms.
You're responsible for cooking them up though, right?
We do. So we have two crews on Saturday that will cook them in the morning from 9 to noon, and then we have our second crew comes in that goes like noon to 3 or 3:30 or 4 whenever the parade ends. And then they sell them there at the Mushroom Headquarters, which is at the Cradlewell Building at 206 North Wisconsin. And people start lining up early for both. So by the time sometimes we get there at 5:30 or 6 in the morning, some people are already waiting in line because whatever Morel Masters brings or whatever we would have for sale, it's going to be a first come, first serve basis. So.
Have you ever kept track of the stats on how much butter you use when you're frying mushrooms?
Oh, Cinda probably would know that, but I'm guessing it's cases would be my guess because, you know, nothing's... you know, it's great with butter, right? You can't go wrong. You add lots of butter. Just keep dumping it in there and melting it and frying them up. So yeah, they do great frying them up. And we have a whole new system. I think Tom's going to bring griddles this year instead of cast iron skillets. So we'll be able to fry more a little bit faster. So we're hoping to keep that line moving even quicker this year. So, yeah, we're looking forward to a beautiful weekend to sell mushrooms and apparel and brats and burgers and just celebrate a great festival in Muscadet.
Some years it seems like we have nice, consistent, warm weather, and then the Mushroom Festival hits, and then it's cold. I think this year it is just the opposite. I think you're going to hit a home run, Carla.
Right, because today, Tuesday, I'm dressed for summer, and it's like 40 degrees out, so I probably should have not worn open-toed shoes today, but, but you know, in anticipation of the weekend was my hope. But yeah, it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be like in the 80s, so yeah, I mean, you couldn't ask for better weather. So hopefully we get a lot of people. I'm hoping that will bring out people that might not have normally come if it was a little bit cooler. It's going to be beautiful. There's going to be food. There's going to be shelter. There's going to be lots of vendors. They're all outside. The vendors are. We have our parade. So yeah, it's going to be a nice variety for everybody.
How many years is it for the Morel Mushroom Festival?
Oh, goodness.
Put you on the spot a little bit here.
Yeah, right? So we are at, Cindy could probably answer this question right off the top of her head. Are we at the 45th?
A long time.
It's a long time, yes. Let's just say for as long as Cindy was employed, we have had the Mushroom Festival probably pretty darn close. So,
That sounds about right.
It's been going on for a long time, many, many decades. So we're happy to be able to carry on this tradition. So,
and it has grown in terms of vendors and, you know, everybody that shows up on the weekend, hasn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, every year we sell out of our vendor spots. I think we might have just a few left over this year. We did have a cancellation. So if anybody is looking to change their mind and realize that it's going to be a beautiful weekend and they want to be a vendor, give Bailey a call at our office 739-3182 and get that site taken and they can set up on Saturday and sell what they have. So it'll be great.
Let's go through the schedule, sure. Carla. We'll start with Friday and leading up to the events, but Friday kind of really kicks it off during the day, doesn't it?
It does. So Friday we start, I shouldn't say we. We as a village, we don't track or advertise the garage sales, but the public, they have a lot of garage sales on Friday and Saturday. So that will start Saturday, and then we will have our mushroom apparel and souvenirs for sale at Mushroom Headquarters. That usually is Thursday and Friday it starts, and then Saturday it's outside in the parking lot. And then our Thunder Showers offers the safe rides and shuttle service on Friday and Saturday. Friday, that is available for our car cruise in and our tractor pull. And then which they've provided that now for quite a while, and it's a wonderful service that is provided to the community. So that, and it's not just if you've had a beverage and you don't want to drive your car, they'll take you home. It doesn't matter. If you live in Boaz, they're going to drive you home to Boaz. But it's also if you're at the car cruising up by the Riverdale bus garage and you want to go to the tractor pull down on Nebraska, you just call that number and they're going to come pick you up and take you down there. So it's a great service that they offer so that you don't have to walk, especially if you have younger kids or if you're older and you don't want to travel that distance by foot, they'll get you where you need to go.
Yeah, Muscadet is a long town when you get right down to it, you know?
Yes.
You're one end of the village, and yeah, you want to quickly get to the other. That's a good way to
absolutely
go.
Absolutely. So yeah, so they provide that great service. But yeah, so Friday for the village, for the festival, the car cruise-in starts at 5:00. So that will be at the Riverdale School bus garage, where it usually is, right there off of Wisconsin Avenue. And we'll have a DJ. We'll have two food trucks there. We have Javita's Kitchen, and we have Cook's Kitchen. And then we'll have Utter Brothers Creamery Ice Cream, which is always a big hit. And that will go until, I'm thinking 8 or 9. Usually around 8, I think people start wrapping up and heading home before it gets too dark. So that's a busy time. There's picnic tables there for people if they want to eat and have a seat there and walk around and look at all the cars there. And then our antique and farm tractor pull, that starts, weigh-ins start at 5, and then the pull will start at, I believe, 6 o'clock. So that's going to be down at Nebraska Street, and then there's food and beverages down there, and that's going to be sponsored by the Muscadet Snow Sports. They usually have a food stand down there, and they raise money for their club there. And then the Thunder Showers will have their inflatables at Pickering Park, and that'll be from 5 to 8. And then the American Legion will have their burger and beverage stand at Mushroom Headquarters there at 206 North Wisconsin Avenue. So it's a nice little variety, a little, you know, little start off to the big Saturday, but yeah, those are some great events that we hope will bring out a lot of families and people just to kind of start their weekend off with us on Friday.
It is a soft launch then.
Very.
Before the big day on Saturday,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Saturday will start early. So at 7 o'clock, St. John's will have their pancake breakfast like they usually do over at the Parish Hall. And that's on Beach Street. And that's always a great place to start. Fill your belly before you start walking down Wisconsin Avenue to all of our vendors that are going to be down at Railroad Park. And they'll be set up ready to go, I'm guessing, by 9 o'clock. There might be some set up sooner than that, but that's where that's typically when they're ready to go. So we'll have mushrooms that will start at 9 o'clock at Mushroom Headquarters. There'll be ones that will be for sale at 9 and ones that we will fry up and sell at 9 o'clock as well. And like I said earlier, those are two separate lines. So there'll be a line to get in the door to purchase the mushrooms, and then there'll be a line as you come out into our parking area and or our parking lot area where we're going to be set up to sell them for you to eat. So we'll have the Lions Club Cassie Chili Cook-Off. That's right there on Walnut Street. And Half Twisted Half Knot will be there again this year. He was joined us last year, and he was a huge success, which he's great. He's always so wonderful to work with, and the kids just loved him, and so did the adults. So we brought him back, and so we're excited to have him on again this weekend with us. It was good. So, and then we have Thunder Showers Inflatables will be at Pickering Park, and they're going to start at 10 o'clock. So along with them starting at 10 o'clock is Tiny Acres, and they'll be down there by the bus garage and the park area as well. So we're looking forward. We're hoping that they'll bring lots of animals, the camel, you know, all their wonderful little...
Our friends, our kangaroos,
yes,
everything.
All of them, yeah.
Uh-huh.
We want everything that they can bring. We actually found them a couple extra volunteers, so we're hoping that will be able to ensure a couple additional animals along the way would be good. So, and then we have our co-ed unlimited softball tournament that starts at 9 o'clock at the JC Ballpark. And our Riverdale Varsity Baseball Game Invitational at Pickering Park starts at 9 o'clock. And then at Mushroom Headquarters starting at 9. Like I said, we have the mushrooms for sale. But we also have our tasting area, which it's usually very busy. It's nice that we have a variety this year as well. We have, so the American Legion will be there with their food stand, but then our tasting area will have Meister cheese, which is always a big hit. They always bring such a nice variety of cheese for everybody to taste and to buy. We have Mandy Needs Dough. So she's a new vendor to our tasting area. And so we're looking forward to seeing her. I understand she's got quite a following and some popular items, so we're hoping that goes well for her. And then we have Wild Hills Winery, Gillingham Meads will be back, and Buzz Club and Spurgeon Winery. So Buzz Club will, they're actually, I think, based out of here in Richland Center, and they will be joining us in the tasting area so people can kind of get an idea of what they're going to have and what they offer. So it's great that we're able to add them to our mix this year. And then we're going to have a live band again like we usually do, which is Three Souls, and that will be from 11 a.m. until 3 there in the parking lot area.
I just talked to Jeff Behrens last night. He's a member of that group.
Yes.
They've been practicing and getting ready for their big Muscadet
Right.
Re-debut, I guess.
Re-debuting. Yes, they joined us last year, and they were a big hit. They were awesome. But practicing, they don't need to practice. They're awesome. We'll have to tell Jeff that they don't need to practice. So if you're listening, Jeff, you're going to be just fine. Don't worry about it. You guys are great. So everyone loved you, so we're glad to have you back. And then the Leo's Club has their food stand starting at 9 o'clock, and they're going to be down at Railroad Park. They are in that little shelter. So the change this year is that they are going to be selling the mushroom brats down at the Leo stand down at the Railroad Park. We, as a festival committee and as a village, we're not going to have our brat stand at Mushroom Headquarters this year. I know it was kind of controversial whether we got rid of it or not, but it's just really hard to staff with volunteers, and we will be able to utilize our time better helping our vendors and our other participants there if we're not locked into having to man the booth. So that was decided after last year. So I hope everybody goes down and visits the Leo Food Club stand down there at Railroad Park and buys a mushroom brat from them, because the plan is then from this point forward is to have them sell it. So hopefully everyone can get down there and support them. And then, of course, that's where our arts and craft vendors are. And I think that pretty much speaks for itself. That park is usually pretty full every year. So, and it is again this year, so it'll be great.
A wide variety of items, I know. You'll have chainsaw carvings.
Yes. Yes. Casey will be back. Casey Bartles will be back. He will be across from the park in that area there by Claire Bank and the Copper Lounge where he normally is. So I hope everybody visits him. He always has such a nice variety, and it's really interesting watching him create those masterpieces that he does. And then we have a lot of stuff happening with the Riverway office. So that will start at 10 o'clock. I know that Ken Theed will start at 10 o'clock with the Fires of Muscadet. And I know that Mark Cup will then at 11, they have the Mounds of the Muscadet area. So there's some information on our Facebook page, and I'm sure that they have that on their page as well at the Lower Wisconsin Riverway office, which is located at 202 North Wisconsin. So I really, really encourage everybody to go there and attend anything that they're having this year to talk about the events that they have. So it's a great thing that they provide to the community and to anybody that comes to visit. And it's nice to hear the feedback of people when they go visit the mounds and stuff that have never seen it, you know, in person before. It's something so different than just seeing the pictures. So I'm hoping that a lot of people will participate with that.
Yeah, important to get some of your history, you know, because Muscadet has a rich history in that area, to kind of bring that out there and maybe pass it on to the next generation as
absolutely,
well.
Absolutely, right? Absolutely. And they always do such a great job. I mean, between the two of them and anybody else that they have brought in, they do a great job. So yeah, we're looking forward to that as well. And then, like I said, we have Tiny Acres. They will start about 11 o'clock, and then Kinchi Pedal Pole will start at 11, and they're traditionally there every year. They'll be in the Riverdale Bus Area Garage along with Tiny Acres. And then we have Dash for Cash and Culver's Tokens. So Dennis, who joined our festival committee last year, he is putting that together, and Culver's donated some tokens for it, and there'll be some cash prizes as well. So we're really looking forward, and with it being such a beautiful weekend, it's going to be great. And I think they're going to use corn, which will be coming from Riverdale Ag. So it'll be dashing for cash in a pile of corn. So
how fun.
I know, right? And you can't miss those blue tokens from Culver's, right? Because the corn is yellow, your Culver's tokens are blue. So I hope the kids find all of them. I think he got 75 or 100 of them. So there's going to be plenty to go around. So hopefully the kids will get lined up and take advantage of that. And that'll start at 11. And then at 1 o'clock, we have the Three Eagles Foundation presentation at Frank's Hill, the Effigy Mounds area over at Highway 60 and 193. So that is kind of a small little hike for those that have not participated in the past. So if there's any questions, you can either reach out to the village office or the Riverway Board to find out, you know, what you need to do if you need assistance getting up the hill.
We'll take time out and come back and talk a little bit more about the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival, including notes on the parade and some other performances coming up as well. Carla Dowden, our guest, and we'll have more in a moment. Carla Dowden is our morning show guest as we talk about all of the outstanding things happening at the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival. We get a lot of calls each year, Carla, about the parade, wondering about it. It sounds like it's going to be as good as ever this year.
It is. It is. So it actually, lineup will start at 2 o'clock and the parade starts at 3. So if you want to be, like we talked earlier, if you want to be part of the parade, you don't have to register. If you don't have a vehicle, you can walk in the parade. You just want to make sure that you can keep up with the momentum of the flow of the parade. But lineup will start down by 2nd and Elm at 2 o'clock. And Sanford Miller will be organizing that down there. And then that will start sharp at 3 o'clock. And then it will end down at Nebraska Street by where Claire Bank and Community First is, and we'll close off that intersection right there at Nebraska, and that's where the UW marching band will perform after the parade. So the band won't be marching in the parade, but they will have a performance afterwards. So we really encourage everybody to head down there and watch them as they normally do. They always put on a great performance. So we're looking forward to that. And then, of course, following that, well, maybe not following, because if you don't get your ticket early enough for the Muscadet Volunteer Fire Department steak feed, you might be out of luck like some of us were last year. Darn it. They sold out before we could get there after cleanup. But it's always a great it's always a great meal, and they usually always sell out. So that starts at 4:30. I don't know what time they start selling tickets, but I would suggest that you make your way down there and get your ticket bought so that you're insured of getting that. And then we have 6 o'clock that night. The Muscadet Mudcats will have their baseball game at Pickering Park.
And then later on, of course, the fireworks along the Wisconsin River.
Absolutely. As always, a great show, and it's going to be beautiful weather like we talked about. So Jim always puts on a great one. So, yeah, we look forward to that.
That's going to cap off a big day. I'm thinking if I start in the morning and I have pancakes, and then I go and I get some fried mushrooms, and then I go get a brat from the Leo Club, and that might tide me over to the steak feed. I don't know. There's just
maybe, but don't forget, you got to stop by and buy your T-shirt there at the parking lot. When you buy your mushrooms, as soon as you get that cup, as you're eating them, you're just going to walk across the parking lot. You're going to talk to whoever's there. I think Cinda's going to be there, and I'm sure she will sell you probably more than what you want in T-shirts or sweatshirts or earrings. You could buy your wife some earrings.
There you go. Earrings. I could do that too.
Absolutely.
If I'm going to eat all that, I'm going to have to go a size up on the shirt, though, I think. So.
There you go. And they're probably pretty stretchy. We get them from Brett Iverson. They always have some great gives. So he does great work for us. So we're looking forward to selling that apparel Thursday and Friday in the office at 206 North Wisconsin, and then out in the parking lot on Saturday. So yeah, make sure you stop and get that.
Mushroom collectibles, it sounds like.
Yes. We have some glasses as well that we're selling. And like I said, the earrings. So a local person in Muscadet, Scott Ruckheim, makes those. So they were very popular last year. We have magnets, keychains, and earrings this year. So yeah, stop over and take a peek.
Do you know what the going rate will be for mushrooms this year?
They are going to be $60 a pound for sale at the Cradlewell Building at 206 North Wisconsin Saturday morning with Morel Masters. And that will start at 9 o'clock. And they'll have everything all bagged up and ready to go like they normally have. So again, it'll be 60 pounds, and they're going to have mostly the blonde mushrooms this year.
$60.
I'm sorry. $60
yes.
a pound.
But that's less than last year, right, Carla?
It is. I believe it's about $5 less than last year. Yeah. So that's great. I mean, so come out, get your mushrooms, have some while you're there, take those home and fry those up for breakfast the next morning. And after you see Monty Berger.
Well, yeah, exactly. Monty has got the Cowboy Church on Sunday.
He does. So go there and see him at 9 o'clock at the Presbyterian Church there at 402 North 2nd Street. And then when you're done, you can go home and you can cook yourself some brunch and have those mushrooms.
Throw them in a little omelet, maybe.
Maybe, yeah. And then lots of butter, remember.
Lots of butter.
Lots of butter, absolutely.
There's a cornhole tournament going on Sunday as well.
There is, at the JC ballpark. They started that last year and it was quite the hit. So they're going to do it again at noon on Sunday. So yeah, if you need something to do, or you just need to walk off all those mushrooms soaked up in all that butter that you ate over the weekend, you know, get your stroller or get your bicycle and either walk or ride down to the park and watch that and support that group as well. So
there are some that will say, you know, $60, man, that's a lot. There are other people, I talked to a couple of people this last weekend, they didn't even blink an eye.
No.
You know, I mean, it's like they want them, they don't care.
Yep, and you know? And they might not be able to find them, right?
Right.
So, I mean, it's always a toss-up, right? I mean, if they were $40, that would be too expensive or, you know, but it's the season. I mean, and it just is what it is. So if you want them, they're $60 a pound, and there might be other people that are selling them, but it's always a hit or miss, right? It's a first come, first serve, I think, even for those people that post on Facebook. So, I mean, either way, just, you know, come out, enjoy the festival, and spend that $60 because you know you want those mushrooms.
Yes, you do. And the cup. That's a little different. They're not $60 a pound.
They're not. So you'll get a cup. I believe it's a 4-ounce cup. They cook them up, and I believe they're selling for $20 a cup this year, as like they did last year. So, so yeah, either way, I mean, you can get some cooked while you carry your bag of fresh ones around that you're going to have after you go to Cowboy Church on Sunday, or maybe even after Cowboy Church in the cornhole tournament. You'll wait till have an early supper. Either way, you're going to be set. Mushrooms, mushrooms, mushrooms. That's what we have.
But I think sometimes that's all people want is just a taste of them, just to say they had them this year. And
yeah, and not have to cook them, because some people don't know how to cook them, right? And you have to cook them good, otherwise they're not good if you're not going to cook them right. So yeah, I mean, that's what our guys are going to be doing out in the parking lot on Saturday. So they cook them up really well, so come out there and enjoy a cup of them as well.
Carla Dowden, our guest, talking about the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival. There'll be lots of people set up. I know Walk with Grace normally is set up there as well with some information.
They are, yeah. So they will have a table again at the Car Cruise Inn on Friday night. Eileen was there last year. I believe they're going to be there again this year. So it's a great table to stop by and just collect some information with Walk with Grace. They service, of course, Richland County and surrounding areas. So, you know, we really want to make sure that we're supporting them. And I believe they're going to have a booth as well down at the Railroad Park. And then, yeah, just talk with her, and I'm sure she'll help you with any questions that you have.
Enlighten us on the beer tasting. You'll have samples out there on Saturday as well.
We will. So Scott Ochsner from English Prairie has that. He's coordinating that. So he'll have some Driftless area and local Wisconsin beer samples. There's 10 samples for $15. And the nice thing is local, I believe he has some coming again from Hillsboro Brewing Company. I know that that's going to be the beer. I'm hoping, I don't know, have you ever had their root beer before up there?
I don't think so.
It's really good. So maybe they'll bring some of that as well. But either way, it's going to be at Sportsman's. They're going to have music there. Of course, you know, they have food there as well. And it's just going to be a nice rounded event regardless of where you're at. So you can sit down there at the tables. You can sample the beer. You can order some food. Or you can pop across the street to English Prairie, listen to food, have some beverages. Or even next door to Foggy North where they have coffee and ice cream. So you have a great variety, so you can't really miss out.
Yeah, it's a action-packed food day.
Right? So if you leave Muscadet hungry on Saturday, shame on you. Shame on you. And don't forget, if you're so full that you can't drive, Thunder Showers has those safe rides for you.
Even back to Sextonville, I understand.
Exactly.
Sure. I might need one if I eat all of that.
Yeah, right, right. And that would be a great promotion. So if you're going to do that, let us know. We want to videotape that, Bill.
The parade, I know you're going to feature some little ones in there as well.
We are. So Courtney McCorkle came to us, and she is going to have a small group of little ones that are going to perform a little routine. So I really hope that all the parents and the grandparents and the neighbors and the friends and just everybody comes out just for the parade in general. It's a great little parade, but throwing that into the mix is always such a cute little fun event. So, yeah, we look forward to Courtney having that this year and hopefully the years to come.
You wanted to say a little bit more about the car show and the antique tractor pull?
Yeah, you know, just start your Friday off at the car show. We have, like I said, that starts at 5 o'clock. We have Javita's Kitchen and Cook's Kitchen with Utter Brothers Ice Cream there at the Riverdale Bus Garage. So that's always a great Friday night. And then if you're done looking at the cars and you've filled up, you can go down to the antique and farm tractor pull. And then we have a food and beverage stand down there as well. The weigh-ins for the tractor pull start at 5 and the pull actually starts at 6. So if anybody has any questions, we'll direct you to Kevin Eckleberry, who is putting that together. I don't have his number with me, but if you call the village office, we can get you that number. So if you're interested in participating in that, he is going to be your contact person. So it's always been well attended. Come down if you want to be able to get close. You're going to want to come early so you can get close to the sidelines there.
I can't imagine the planning that goes into this. You must start the day after it ends sometimes.
We do, actually. I think we had our first meeting in May last year afterwards to discuss everything. So, yeah, it's really a year-round. You don't ever stop planning. I think we've had a meeting almost every month, maybe a few we skipped. But it's hard when you skip those months because something always happens, right? So it's a long process, and we have some great office staff. Obviously, Cinda's helped us, and Amy Lewis at the office, and Bailey Peterson has been acclimated into that in December when she started, and I've been there just a little over 2 years. And then we have our streets department, our utility department. So Troy Wardell, our superintendent, they do a lot of work getting the signs and everything put up. And then we have Bill Schramm, our chief of police, and his officer Kate. They do a lot of stuff on the weekends too. So it is definitely a community event. We have our village board that participates. We have our Mushroom Festival board committee that participates. So it truly is a community event. It takes a lot of work, and without the volunteers and the sponsors, we wouldn't have it. So volunteers are what makes that all happen. So if people are interested in giving, even if it's an hour, reach out to us. We can always add you to the list for next year and the years to come if we don't have any spots available for volunteers. But it's a fun way to participate in a wonderful community event to start off 2026.
And I know you're proud to cooperate with Riverdale Schools too.
Yes, right? They've been very gracious. I mean, we use their bus garage parking lot, and we've used some of their track area that we're not going to use this year because they have a new track, but they've always been so good to us. So yeah, I mean, it truly is, like I said, a community event. Everybody works together because we want to make it happen. We want to continue this tradition. It's a great tradition to move forward for generations to come for our kids and our grandkids. So by all means, come out and support it. Get your t-shirts, get your mushrooms, get your burgers, get your brats, whatever you want to do. It's there for you. If you leave hungry, like I said, there's going to be an issue for you.
Yeah.
You should not leave hungry.
Yes, exactly. You have a great big list of sponsors, too many to list here, but you couldn't do it without them.
No, absolutely not. The financial support that we get from our sponsors are wonderful. That's also obviously what makes this festival happen. It's not cheap to have a festival, which everybody is aware of that. So yes, we are very grateful for all of their donations, and we could not do it without them.
Indeed. So there's something to go on in every direction you look at this weekend, it seems like.
There is, yeah. So by all means, visit our Facebook page or our website. We have brochures around Muscadet. We have brochures in our office. We'll have brochures out at the apparel table on Saturday. So, you know, come out and enjoy the weather. Make sure you have your sunscreen and just enjoy it. It's going to be a beautiful weekend to come spend it in Muscadet.
It'll feel more like summer, it sounds like.
Right.
Get there to 80 degrees and maybe a little bit more humid.
Yeah,
well.
Exactly. So hydrate. So, you know, yes. You've got lots of places that you can stop to hydrate between water, Gatorade, soda, whatever you want. I mean, there's always something. So, yeah, any questions, you always reach out to the village office, which is 739-3182, and we can help you with what we can. So, yeah.
Typical small town, you know, you have baseball, you have, food. There's softball as well. I think there's a co-ed tournament going on as well.
There is, yeah. So that will be, the co-ed tournament is on Saturday at 9 o'clock at the JC Ballpark. So there's a lot of variety between little kids' events, the inflatables, the ball games. I mean, there's just such a variety. It's such a variety. And it's just nice to end your Saturday, with the steak feed, and then the fireworks are always a great hit. So, you know, get your blanket and sit out there in the park and you know, just enjoy it. It's why we do it, is for the community, to bring everybody together. And I think that Muscadet's been doing it now for 45 years, because I found it here on the brochure. It says the 45th annual Morel Mushroom Festival Parade. So Bailey did put it in there. So yeah, 45 years, and we're gonna pass it on for another 45 years. So
it takes a village to put on something of this size, and you've got so many volunteers. And how many are on your committee? Do you know?
We have 7 this year on our committee. I think we'll probably maybe be back to 5, but there's always room for citizen members to come in and just volunteer your time. Anybody can come participate at the committee meetings. It's always nice to have additional ideas and thoughts. I mean, sometimes you get kind of stuck in your way of thinking, because this is the way we've always done it. So we're always happy to listen to and throw in other events. I mean, you know, for the Dash for Cash is new this year. So I'm really hoping that will be a hit. And I think with the Culver's tokens, you can't really go wrong. Or cash, really. I mean, it's a toss-up. So
what's the age limit on that, by the way?
I think Dennis talked about starting at 4, uh-huh. 3 or 4. So I can have some more of that information available and get it to you, so maybe we can get it out there. I'll talk to Dennis and find out the age group. We're trying to mirror it with the pedal pull, because then when the kids are done with the pedal pull, they can kind of move over to the Dash for Cash, and then you can kind of visit the animals over at the petting area. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a wide range of age groups. So, yeah, we look forward to having that.
You didn't say 60, so I guess I'm out of
there. I'm sure we could probably add something in there for you, Phil. I don't think you're going to get one of those Culver's tokens. So hopefully, knock, knock, if Culver's is listening, don't let Phil bring a ticket. We got to give that to the kids, right? You got to pass that to the kids.
Yeah, it'd look bad if I was pushing kids out of the way.
Right? Hey, worse things have happened.
Well, it's just, you've got all the makings for a really successful weekend. You just need people, and I don't know that that's going to be a problem either.
I don't think that's ever been a problem. And again, it's going to be nice. Get your sunscreen and just come out and join us. There's a wide variety of everything. So you should be able to find something that you like. So we look forward to seeing everybody.
It's been fun getting caught up, Carla. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, good luck, Phil.
Yeah, take a nap maybe on Sunday afternoon then.
Right, so. I will need to, for sure.
Carla Doudna, Administrator, Clerk, Treasurer of the Village of Muscadet. And again, don't miss it, the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival this very weekend in the one and only Muscadet, the most commonly mispronounced town in the state of Wisconsin, I think.
It is. They call and say the Village of Muscoda.
Yep. So I hear that all the time.
Muscadet.
Yes, correct. All right. We'll have more coming up tomorrow on the morning show.